Yeah, it was always going to be a big ask to go down to Cockhill. But the good thing about Glendurn at the present time is we knew what we had to do. Anything other than a resort to us was going to be no good to us. So that's the way we planned, and that's the way we went down. And thankfully, we walked away with the result.
Well, how did you feel when you went a goal down after 52 minutes?
Yeah, well, we met up early on this morning and like you, and we talked about it, and we said if things weren't going away, we had plan B, and we were hoping to put plan B into operation. But going a goal down, we thought we're still playing quite well. We're very much in the game, and just to stay in it as long as we could. And then when we got one back then, I felt that we were in the ascendancy. We were playing well, and after that then we were lucky enough to get a second goal and hold out then to the very end. So everything went as planned, which was very good.
You've opened up the league as such. You're still 3 points behind. You have to win all your games, one would suspect, and hope that Cockhill Celtic don't win all theirs.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, unfortunately, we had we wouldn't say a bad start to the season, but we had a mediocre start to the season. We just had too many draws, and some of the draws weren't faults of our own, but I mean, that's for another day. But the thing about it is that if we had to have better results at the beginning, we would be fighting them now for the league. But again, it's Cockhill's league to lose. They have still games to win, we have still games to win, and it's going to be a big ask to expect other teams to take points off Cockhill, because they're a very, very good team. But in saying that, you can never judge football, and sometimes when you have football sus, that's when it kicks you in the teeth. But we're hoping that somewhere along the way that they will slip up, but we must make sure that we don't slip up and win the rest of our games.
Did you suggest at one stage during the league that it was all over for Letterkenny Rovers, that you weren't going to win it?
Yeah, well, you're quoting me now, but no, you're right enough. It was 9 points at one stage, and 9 points in a small league is a big ask to try and go down. And I mean, as I said, Cockhill made an excellent start to the season. They were very, very good. I couldn't see them being beaten in the league because they were playing so well. We just had made a bad start, and I felt at that stage it was out of our reach. We only can do what we can do. We still have a cup semi-final to look forward to. That's very much in the back of our minds. These games now, especially against Cockhill today and for the rest of the games in the league, we've got to keep at it, and we've got to grow in confidence. And realistically, we have a chance of maybe winning that cup, but we only have an outside chance of winning the league.
But you'll be telling your players that it's a matter of winning. You'll have renewed confidence, I suppose, and now the fact that you did beat Cockhill Celtic away from home.
Yeah, well, Miles, there's one thing I've known this year all along, and you need a bit of luck and you need some breaks, and we didn't get them. But I must say, I have a truly magnificent panel of players. They're absolutely outstanding, and training wise, and playing wise, and turning up, and they've just been absolutely excellent. And they have pride too, and they don't want to lose any games between now and the end of the season, and they still want to go on and do as best they can. If second in the league, well, then it's second in the league. But at no stage have they ever thrown in the towel. At no stage had I to motivate them going out to play any Sunday. They were excellent, and they were absolutely excellent today.
It's a good league at the top of that table. It's just a pity there maybe not more teams there, because the standard seems quite good.
Yeah, well, the standard in the Ulster Senior League was always good, and when you look at the last couple of years that the team has gone away to play and the interprovincial competitions, and have won it twice, maybe three times there recently, that goes to show you that the standard is there. There's still a group of players that want to play in the Ulster Senior League. The Ulster Senior League there is for any player that wants to improve himself, and unfortunately at the moment I don't think we have enough of those type of players. Maybe football is not as glamorous as it used to be, but all we can do is try and keep it going, try and keep the standard going. There's great opportunities there in the Ulster Senior League, insofar as if you can get into the Intermediate Cup, you can have a chance to go on and play at the Aviva, which we did last year. It's a road into the FAA Cup, where I don't think there's a club in Donegal wouldn't want the likes of Shamrock Rovers coming to your home ground and playing in an FAA Cup. It's big for a small club, so it depends on what way you want to use it, and at the moment with the Kenny Rovers, we want to use it that way. We just want to do well in the Ulster Senior League. We want to do well in the Intermediate Cup. Boys got a taste of it last year, playing at the Aviva Stadium, played against Athlone, those big games. And fellas want to be involved in that. And, you know, that's the way I think the people of Donegal and the football people of Donegal have got to look at that league, you know, as an opportunity to, you know, to showcase themselves, really.